Welcome, Manifiners. Thank you so much for listening. I hope, as usual, that you are driving to work or have a good cup of coffee and that you will be able to absorb and listen to my voice and focus on the Manifinies podcast. We are here today to expand your God box and think about mindfulness and awareness of yourself and your inner self and your true self, and reflect on the things around you and going on around you and in your world. So I hope that we will do that a little bit today. I hope what I have to say inspires you. It's been a hard week in the media and there's a lot going on. And so I don't want to talk about any of that, but I want to make note of it and just say we are here to change the channel and be internally reflective and inspire others and think about things a little bit differently. And so rather than hot topics and what's trending, today we're going to talk about some hopeful things that maybe are old or new or different than what's going on out there outside these walls. I want to start by asking you if you've heard of this video or if you've seen it yet. And if you haven't, you should check it out. I'll put it up on the blog later. But I was really inspired by retelling this story to my husband last night and actually choked up telling it. I don't know if I will now that it's not as fresh and raw on my soul, but I was telling him about how there's this video out there about a family who is eating dinner at a restaurant, probably like a Buffalo Wild Wings or something, and decides to bless this server. And I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a African-American family. It's a dad who's got to be a businessman or something, and his daughters are with him. And then there's this scrawny little African-American kid, and looks like he's probably a pretty sweet kid, but he's trying to figure life out, you know, as young men are, as all of us are. And he turns to him and he says, this is all on video, the daughter's videoing it, that he thinks that he's had a bad day. Like, you know, it looks like you've had a bad day. And I'm, you know, was asking my daughter how much I should tip you. And my daughter said I should tip you 20% and add a zero. And I decided I was going to do better than that. I am here in the blessing business, is what he says. And I'm going to bless you. And he gives him a $100 bill. And the server starts to cry. And he says, you just paid off my car, sir. And he's like, well, I'm going to do better than that then. So then he gives him another $100. And the kid starts to cry again. And he's like, don't let the world get you down. You know, I can see you're working hard and I can see that you're making a difference. And you can't let other people influence you so much. And he just speaks into his life like a father, really. And he gives him another $100. Gives him a $300 tip. And he ends up hugging him and giving him this big bear hug and just saying that he's in the blessing business, that he's there to bless him, that God told him, to bless this kid and make a difference in his life. But then he also just gives him this beautiful inspiration of living into who he's supposed to be and to trust that goodness can come out of strangers like that. It's just really moving. It is so, so good. When I told my husband the story the other night, I said it just brought me to tears thinking about it, because it was like there are these moments in life when the assumptions get put aside, and instead of picking a side or assuming things about people, we're able to connect with them and bless them on a raw and genuine and meaningful level. And that's what I hope and pray for the opportunity to do on a day-to-day basis. We just had a little retreat in Texas and went to Austin and hung out, and I got a little bit of y'all in me and bought some cowgirl boots, and it was great. And this was one of the things that we discussed, was just our life journey and wanting to bless people and wanting to make a difference in people's lives. And I hope you think about that on a regular basis too, how you can give back to people and give back to the world. One of my favorite things when I was younger was to tip servers really well. Maybe that's why that video spoke to me so much, but rather than giving to a charity or a specific cause or something, I always looked out for a specific server when I was out at dinner. If somebody looked like they needed it or looked like they were working really hard and it just felt right, then I would give them an intentionally exorbitant amount of extra. That was back when I was rolling in the dough. I don't know about now, but it was one of my favorite things to do. I believe in tipping karma, making a difference like that in the little things. I think it's the little things that make a big difference. But it's easy to not do that and to assume things in people, to judge them and to be arrogant and self-righteous and assume we're better, we know better. And it's the humility and the confidence and certainly certainty, actually, in people that stands out to me as strength and stands out to me as moving and making a difference. I was having a conversation about someone tonight and said that they remind me of a rock. And not in a good way, but in the hard-hearted way, in the way that they are stubborn and they're not aware of other people around them, and they're making some of the people that care about them, it's making their life really hard. And I just said, the thing about a rock is that you can keep hitting it, but all you do is make your own hands bleed. And you can look to move the rock. You can look to cut them out of your life. You can move away from them. You can do a lot of things to avoid the rock. But if a rock is stubborn and it's just going to sit there and continue to make things hard, then there's not much you can do to change someone. People have to want to change themselves. And another thought on that is that I've always said people don't change until they hit rock bottom. I've felt that way for a very, very, very long time. And I don't know why that's a truth for me, and not everybody agrees with that, but I think the only way to grow is to stop enabling people and stop holding their hand off the edge of the cliff and preventing them from falling. Until they actually hit rock bottom, they can't really dig their feet in and create roots to grow and be able to create a strong foundation. That rock bottom is the foundation to grow from. Good people are hard to find. People that have dealt with their own crap and hit rock bottom and chosen to grow instead of stay down there. Whew, that's rough. But I think there's a lot of us. I've decided this weekend that there are two types of people: those who are in pain and those who have worked through part or a lot of our pain and have started sorting through it instead of hurling it at others. I know I say that a lot, and I sincerely mean it. I think when you interact with someone and you poke a tender spot accidentally, you elbow them, and you walk away realizing that you have blood on your arm and that you poked a wound on accident, those are the moments when that person had the choice to hurl crap at you and react, or look at it and reflect and in the moment pause and take a deep breath and recognize that you elbowed them in jest and not in or with harmful intentions. So which one are you? Do you feel pain and react to the world? Or do you feel love and see pain and recognize it for what it is? Maybe you're still on the fence. But it's pretty easy to pick a side. You can be a rock and cause pain in others. Or you can be fluid and loving and more like water, something that blesses others and feeds into others and refreshes others. I was at a restaurant this weekend. Like I said, we were in Texas. God bless Texas. And got my country out, because I'm from the Midwest, you know, so I have a little bit of that Nebraska in me. But I watched a grandma this weekend manipulate her granddaughter at dinner, and I can't even tell you. Since I graduated and since I've done a lot of shame work and a lot of guilt work and just can see and recognize things that I didn't, you know, 5 years ago, I see things completely differently now through a whole different lens. And maybe you don't see things like this, but I'll share it with you anyway. I was sitting at dinner and this family walks in. It was about a family of five and there's two grandkids, and the grandma sits down on one side of a long rectangle table and the granddaughter and grandson immediately sit across from her. And the grandma starts to play cry. She starts to pretend that she's crying and says, no one decided to sit by me. No one's sitting by me. And cries until the granddaughter moves to sit next to her. And then she kisses her on the head and is like, thank you so much for sitting next to me. You know, it means so much to me, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you can have whatever you want for dinner, and here's your iPad because you chose to sit next to me, and rewards her. And I'm sitting there outraged. Maybe you're not outraged, but let me tell you, what I see is someone being guilted into moving instead of hearing in complete love and sincerity, the whole world is yours, little one. I love you. You can sit wherever you like at this table, and my love for you will not change. You do not have to work for my love. I will not love you less if you don't sit by me. You have free will to do whatever you want. I'm speechless, people. I really am. She guilted a five-year-old into moving and sitting next to her. And she's teaching her young to be guilted and manipulated into moving, into giving in. Do not praise them for giving in to the pressure of guilt. She's going to need therapy later in life for shit like that. So I sat there and I just looked at Jeff and I was like, I just can't. I just can't handle it. If your feelings are hurt by an innocent and clueless child, then we need to work on your crap, not theirs. And if you're just guilting a young woman into moving and sitting by you instead of teaching her that she's loved and that she's valued and that her worth isn't dependent on it, whether or not she sits by you, that's not good parenting. So you can see my outrage probably comes from a place of pain for me, where I have to struggle with my own issues in people pleasing and wanting to make sure people are happy. And at the same time, I want to stand on my own ground and be independent and know that I'm making decisions because I want to make them and not because other people want me to make them. But I hear God saying that to me. The whole world is yours, little one. I love you. You can sit wherever you like at my table, and my love for you will not change. And you know, it's in the little things. It's in my dog that I see that, where I love this sweet, little, amazing, bright-eyed, beautiful animal. And I look at her and I say, the whole house is yours, my love. The whole yard is yours. If you dig in it, if you sleep on the couch, everything I have is yours. And if I love her like that, then I can't even fathom how much I will love a child someday. And I can't even fathom insurmountably more how much God loves me. That is mind-blowing. If you have genuinely loved anything in your life, and I'm sure you have, then to think about a universe that loves you that much, a God that loves you that much, something that wants to support you and has your back, that's incredible. That's life-changing. But back to pain. back to a downer. Every action has an equal opposite reaction, right? Not when there's pain. Not when there's a trigger. When I say something and Jeff's reaction is unexpectedly out of balance, I know that I accidentally hit a button. I know that I triggered something. I hit an old wound. My elbow is bloody. We've all been there. We've felt a stab in the gut, or we've elbowed someone else and we've been shocked by their pain and their fresh wound that we never knew was there. And some people, I think, you can tell their character by their inability to work and live in the midst of their pain. You can see the rocks in your office and in your corporate world. But the only way through the fog is through the fog. The only way out of the storm is to keep going. And with everything going on in the world right now, my challenge to you is to keep going, to search for hope, to look for the people that are in the blessing business, to look for the people that you accidentally elbowed and be aware of it and apologize for it, to try to make a difference in their lives and help them through their pain by proving to them that not everyone's an asshole and that there are a few good ones still out there. Because there's a lot of us, I really believe that, and we just have to find each other. And I hope that this podcast will create an opportunity for you to find each other. If there's nothing else that I do, that's what I hope for, that this tribe can come together, whether it's on Facebook or wherever else, to start commenting and reflecting and saying, you know, I believe in tipping karma too, and I decided to bless my server tonight. Maybe it's that, but I would love to hear your stories about how this and every other podcast inspires you and create conversation on Facebook so that you can all connect to each other. I know at least of the people that I know are listening, that you are an amazing, beautiful person and that I am lucky to know you. And so I hope that you guys will be able to meet each other and interact with each other. There's opportunity there. If this Minifany has been positive, if it's given you some things to think about, then I pray that you will write a review, that you will like it, that you will comment on Facebook. Like I said, we have a pretty dark and scary world to live in on a day-to-day basis. And I pray that this brings you hope, but I also pray that it gives you a different perspective on why that world might be the way it is and how people's pain affect them. I pray that you will reflect on your own and be aware of it, be mindful of it. Recognize that somebody just elbowed you and forgive them, for they know not what they do, and that you'll let it go. I pray that you will give people the benefit of the doubt and believe that they can change the world and that you can change the world and make a difference in each other's lives. So again, if this Minifany has impacted your life for the better, please leave a review, share, and subscribe. Send it to all your friends. I want to continue to get to know each other over time, and I want to encourage you again to comment and leave your thoughts and reflections on our Facebook or to email me directly at alinabard.com. From the bottom of my soul, I hope sincerely that you have a Minifany from listening to this. Thank you.